He set apart. But with God, he done placed us up already. He already put us in a position.
Jesus God.
Family, I'm telling you, you need to be excited about what God is doing in your life. And as we get ready to get into these next three that I'm going to share with you. And they just said that video is ready and it's queued up. So I'm going to have them play that and we're going to get into the word. Amen? Amen. Go ahead, girl.
They say seeing is believing, but this is what happens when you believe in what you can't see, and it opens your eyes to a hope of living. Faith is not something we see, something we touch. Faith is the force that drives us, the momentum that carries us, the light that guides us, the answer that tells us there is something more than what our eyes can see. That something more is the presence of God. This journey, it's not supposed to be easy, but to you who choose to believe, choose to receive a call that cannot be ignored. You fly your personal battles, you waste your private wars. It wasn't for nothing, no. It all leads you to more. This faith, radical faith, unshakable, unbreakable, unmistakably knowing that the master of all creation has placed you here for a purpose. That in creating you, he created a reflection of himself to go out and shine to the darkest parts of the world. Radical faith, the power to move mountains, the balance to walk on water, the all-out, sold-out, passionate soul that says, "Where I am, Lord, send me, I'll go." This is where your spark becomes a wildfire. This is your purpose on display. This is radical faith.
Radical faith. Radical faith, family. This is what God has called us to. We're going to have radical faith in this time. We're going to have faith beyond what we can understand or think. Because the things that we're going to face. Look, we just had two planes go down in 3 days. And see, that's not counting all them planes that went down towards the end of 2024. It's so much stuff. And see, that's what they telling us.
What they tell us.
So there's so much other things going on. Wars and just so much chaos. And if you're not paying attention, because of the distractions, things are gonna happen to you, and you're gonna wonder how did it get to this point. And this is where that discernment and spending time with God and the Spirit of God, because He's gonna give you revelation and insight into the things that are coming. See, God don't never let nothing happen to his people without giving them warning.
Right.
He always gives us a heads up so we can be prepared. Now it's up to us if we're paying attention. Family, today we're going to look at number 4. Now, I had two more that I wanted to share. But God placed on my spirit another one. So I got 3 more that I'm going to share with you today. But let's get into number 4. God will provide for you day to day.
Right, right.
I'm going to say that again. God will provide for you day to day. See, too often, we want to have things secure. We want to feel comfortable. We want to know we got things in place.
Yeah.
See, we don't like uncertainty.
No.
Ask me how I know. See, going from paycheck to paycheck, man, that's rough. We want some security.
Amen.
But I'm here to tell you that God has given us the security that we need.
Jesus.
You know, I struggle with that.
I do too.
When I left my job in 2016, let me say that again. 2016, I was wondering how I was going to make it.
And look at God.
I was resisting what God was telling me to do because I was like, I'm going to take care of my day to day. But God told me, and you heard me say this before, who you going to trust? See, we can reflect back in scriptures to the children in the wilderness where God provided the manna day to day. See, they had a need. See, but they were uncomfortable with the day-to-day situation. They wanted some more security, so they started murmuring, complaining, sound familiar? See, but God wants us to be dependent on Him. See, when we got that security, we think it's about us. And we start getting big in ourselves. And see, the enemy wants that for us. He wants us to see us just dependent on ourselves. Because the more we get dependent on ourselves, the further we get away from God. Sounds like the children of Israel, right? They're getting further and further away from God where they got lost in the wilderness. A journey that only should have took 40 days, took 40 years. Family, we wondering why we going through some of the things that we're going through? Because we ain't trusting in the day to day. See, I know about that wilderness. I was in that wilderness for 13 years. And I still find myself in that wilderness sometimes. And most of the time that happens when I try to depend on me. Or man. And take my eyes off of God who gives me the perfect path. See, just like the children of Israel, see, they were in the wilderness, but God was directing their path. So long as they kept their eye on God, He was taking them where they were supposed to go. See, there's a promised land God is trying to take you and I. But too often we're taking our eye off of Him because we want that security and think we can do it on our own. And then when we fail, we want to get mad at God and God's people. And He's saying, focus in on me. See, I tell you, throughout the scripture, we will see over and over again what God just says, keep your eye on me. And I will guide your path. See, because without Him, we're going to be lost. See, we all came here and got a relationship with God because we were lost.
Yep.
We were lost in the world, trying to do it on our own. Thought we had the answers.
Sure did.
And you know what's so sad? Because we got a generation that's really lost.
Yeah.
Right,
you ain't never lied.
They don't have a relationship with God and don't want it.
Don't want it.
They have no desire. They don't think it's scary. But I'm here to tell you, we got a God who loves us.
In spite of.
And see, just like He humbled us, He gonna humble them. He said, every knee shall bow. See, because see, the world that they trusting in, the world that they believing in, It's going to fail them. It's going to disappoint them. That's how we know what we've been in. It failed us over and over again. But God. Family. It says here in Matthew 6:33, 34. It says, but first and most importantly, seek, aim, and strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. The attitude and character of God. And all these things will be given to you also. All we got to do is focus in on him. Grab hold of his character, his attributes. It's on the inside of you. All it has to do is be nurtured, developed. See, he's already given us all the things. He's empowered us already.
That TV.
But it takes nurturing.
This TV here.
It says, so do not worry.
On the front row.
Say that again.
I went to one church.
So do not worry about tomorrow.
It was like fitting an actual seat.
For tomorrow will worry about itself.
But we're still showing this.
See, that's why I said, when we come in here, we still show reflection in that. And having praise on our heart. Because we're here. It's a new day, a new opportunity. Those things that we thought was going to take us under yesterday, it didn't. So you got reason to be thankful.
So crazy.
Nobody should have to force praise out of you.
That's right.
We should have praise on our heart.
What were you saying?
It says each day has enough trouble of its own.
This amplified is the only amplified they have.
Each day has enough trouble of its own.
This only one.
So we need to be excited about today. Because God will provide for our day to day. Family, throughout scripture, we see God saying, focus in on him. Don't look at what's happening around you or focus in on what's happening to you, but focus in on him. What can we do about focusing on the issues but get more stressed, more angry, more disappointed? That don't help us. You know, I was listening to something today. It said the American Diabetes Society was in effect since 1939. And they said in 1939, they had 3 million people who had diabetes. They say that the present day, we got over 5 million people with diabetes. And this company has received billions of dollars. Now, if you had a job, and instead of things getting better, it got worse, would you still be working? See, and we're dependent on the world to make us better. And God is telling us we need to depend on him to seek him out, to seek his face for our day to day. And we all here today because we figured out that we can't do it on our own. Nothing in the world going to do it for us. So we got to have God in our lives. And I thank God you're here. And I encourage you to continue to come. Because there's more in store. Ask me how I know.
How you know?
Because I stayed steadfast and I'm continuing to move forward. And what God is doing in my life, I never thought I would be doing.
Amen.
And it's not for me. It's the impact that we're going to be able to have on other people's lives.
That's right. Talk about that.
You just have no idea how many people are depending on what you do. See, the wilderness sounds like a place where we'll get lost. And that's our situation, as it was with the Israelites. But God provides the direction and manner. The same holds true for you and I. But it takes faith, forwarding all our issues to heaven. Let's not stress about tomorrow, for it will bring its own problems. Because tomorrow is not promised. Tomorrow's not promised, man. So it's about what you do today. What you do today. Stop putting stuff off. Stop saying I'll get to it tomorrow. No. If you got opportunity to do it today, don't get distracted. Get it done.
Get it done.
Get it done. Listen, my mom passed in 2012. And my family, they got together on New Year's. And I couldn't make it. I thought I'd get another chance to see her. That didn't happen. See, you can't put off what God is telling you to do. And that's why we got to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. See, because like I said, God is never going to let nothing happen to you without giving you heads up. Woo-hoo. He warns you. And see, we all can relate. We know if we were doing something, we know we weren't supposed to do. God gave us warning. You know you shouldn't be doing that. You know better. But we chose ourselves. What we wanted to do, how we felt, what we thought, and we did it and had to deal with the consequences. But God, in spite of ourselves, He continued to be there for us when we reached out to Him. And we're all here right now because we reached out to Him. We sought Him out. And He pulled us up out of the muck. See, but if we continue to keep playing the game, the further and further away we're going to get from Him, and it's going to be harder for us to hear Him and Him to hear us. Family, God is trying to do something. And it's going to take a radical faith. Radical. Let's go to number five. Number five. God is in control from beginning to end.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God is in control from beginning to end. Family, the word tells us He wrote the end before the beginning.
Yeah, He did.
See, we read the opposite way. We got to go from Revelation back to the beginning. See, because the word is already telling us what's to come. It's already letting us know. So none of these things that's happening around us should be a surprise to the children of God.
Amen. Amen.
And we shouldn't be fretting either. This is the time that we need to be standing up boldly and know that, look, don't be surprised. God told you this is going to happen. See, we got to be like the children of Israel. When the plagues came, we already had the blood on our door. We were covered already. So we wasn't worried about it touching us. So family, I'm here to tell you, don't worry about it touching you. So long as you following God, you trusting him, and you doing what he said to do, you are covered. And see, let me let you, it's not about you being perfect. It's about you being better.
Say it one more time.
It's about you being better. See, because God don't want you to stay stuck.
That's right. Hallelujah.
That's right.
See, Pastor Ray talked about that greasy grace. We continue to slip and slide, doing the same thing over and over again. See, as we get closer to that time, you can't keep slipping and sliding because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. See, you don't know the day he's going to come. And you could be sliding at the wrong time. So you better be ready. When you know better, you do better. You ain't got no excuse when you know better. Family, God knew the end before the beginning. And his plan is for our good. My question to you today is, do you believe? Do you believe it? See, there was a time that I had that question on my heart. I was wondering why I was going through some of the things I was going through. I was blaming everything around me. Instead of looking at the man in the mirror, once I was mature enough. See, sometimes it takes some maturity to get there. See, but once you know better, it's about a choice. See, we got to make a choice to choose if we're going to stay in that same field or we're going to follow God. See, because he placed people in my life to help me get direction. But I wanted to do it my way. See, and I thank God he just made me be still. And didn't take me under or allow me to fall under. See, because I knew where my help came from. So I reached out and said, Lord, if you give me another chance, I will do all I can to help other people, not myself. I said, help other people not have to go through what I went through to know who they are and who you are to them. See, I didn't make it about me. I made it about other people. And what I'm doing now is about other people. I thank God he put me in a position where I can help other people. And see, the thing about, you know, just like God, you can't help people no more help. See, because what happens is people who don't want help, they will pull you under. See, Pastor Ray talk about this all the time. He say, look, I ain't getting off the boat. I know you're a life raft, but I'm not going to get on the boat because you can take me under with you. And I'm controlling the ship. So if I go under with you, it's not just affecting me, it's affecting everybody else who's on the ship that's connected to me. Family, there's some things you just gotta let go.
Shoot.
And sometimes it's gonna be the closest thing to you.
Wow.
Because if you don't, it's gonna take you under. It's gonna keep you from going to where God is trying to take you. Because they don't wanna go. Family, let's read the scripture. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. It says, look away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, and get back to that again. Focusing. Family. We go through what we go through because we take our eyes off of God. And we get distracted by all these other things that's going on around us, how we feel, what we think, what we want, all those things that are meaningless.
Maybe.
That have no value. And God is saying, focus in on me.
Is that better?
Who is the author and the perfecter of faith. The first incentive for our belief and the one who brings our faith to maturity. Who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. See, I talk about my cross, and I'm still carrying it. Family, you gotta pick up your cross. See, God ain't gonna let you, he ain't gonna give you nothing that you can't carry. See, we gotta recognize where our help come from.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I think that's better. Put the bold on.
Are you the bold? Okay.
Are you ready to carry your cross in the race set before you? When you look, when I looked at set in Hebrew, it means shine. Meaning to set or to place firm. And I want you to know where God is trying to take you, he's laid out already. It's already laid out. It's already set in place. See, and that's why I tell you, we only know in part. We only know in part. If God revealed all the things that we have to go through, we wouldn't want to take it. And in spite of still now, we want to abort the mission. Oh, it's too hard. I told you about the young man who said, man, this Christian thing is hard. Yes, it is hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. But see, the word tells you, you're focusing on him, you make your burdens light. See, it ain't hard for me no more. See, I've learned where my help comes from. And see, one thing I recognize, there's some things I still got to work on. I got to spend more time in prayer. I got to spend more time in fasting. Yes, there's some things we still got to do. And it takes discipline. It takes maturity. But being able to recognize those things for what they are, then you can do something about it. And I continue that, Lord, help me. And I'm learning to spend more time with God in prayer. I'm working on that fasting because sometimes I think I should be going low and I'll be like, I gotta eat something. But see, that's a lie. He already put everything I need to sustain
in a lot of water.
And that's the battle. See, that's a mental battle.
Jesus. I don't like the cheese seeds.
It's a mental battle that we gotta fight. It's a feeling. And too often we respond to that feeling and we abort the mission. And I'm here to tell you, God has already set the path before you. A lot of us are here right now, didn't think we would be at this point in our life. I know I didn't. I never envisioned myself at this stage in my life. Never. But I'm here to tell you, I'm excited about the future. Because see, he told me to write down where I see myself at 65. So I'm looking forward to what comes next. Because see, that's 12 more years for me. That's 12 more years for me. So I think about what can I do in 12 years? What type of impact can I have in 12 years?
Right.
So long as I keep my eye on him. I get excited. And this is the thing I'm telling you. You need to be getting excited about what God has in store for you. Pastor Bruce, that man is excited about God. Every time we get together, he tells me about something new God has opened his eyes to. And all he wanted to do is share it. And that's the same thing for you and I. Those things that God is doing in your life, he wants you to share with God's people. Because they think they can't get through those same things. He said, greater works will you do through the words of your testimony. No task, no testimony. So those obstacles that you're going on, the enemy want to make them roadblocks, God want to make them stepping stones. So you got more to share. Not to brag about what you did, but about what God did in spite of what you did.
Right.
Family, we need to be excited. I'll tell you, because God is doing a great thing. He is doing a great thing, but it's going to take some radical faith. It's going to take radical faith because it's stuff you never experienced. And if you ain't experienced, you wouldn't believe it. You know, I was coming in here and I was listening to the miracles of Jesus and just going through the scriptures and just talk about all the miracles Jesus did. And one thing I seen about all the miracles that he did, It took faith of the people that he was performing the miracles on.
Right.
See, because if you don't believe, it can't happen.
Jesus.
Family, we wonder why we stay stuck because we don't believe that it's going to happen. That was me. I made so much excuses about why my situation was the way it was, and God placed people in my life to show me something different, to show me a different direction, and I didn't want to accept it because it didn't look like what I thought it should look like. And we continue to reject what God is placing in our lives to move us forward because we don't believe. We're lacking that faith that God loves us. See, when I went away, I thought that was it. See, because the world tells you some things that you do, you're done.
Right.
It's over. They reject you. You're outcast. But that's not God, family. That is not God. God do not reject his children.
But his children reject him.
Jesus the Christ.
Because we don't want to go through what he's trying to put us through to help us grow and be better. And we've seen that right now in this generation. They're rejecting direction and correction.
Even from the world.
And not just the children, we got some adults who want it too. Some set in their ways, they don't want to do it differently. You know, Pastor Ray just talked about, we talked about last week, I had my neighbor who has some issues in her home, and he brought it to my house. You know, and she's 80 years old. And just sharing with her, and I'm praying, I'm like, Lord, give me the words to say that will help and not harm. You know, and I had to remind her who she was. And, you know, our job is to cover the elderly, the shut in, the prisoners, the downtrodden. We got to give them love and let them know that they are worth. And I had to share this with her. Like, you're better than this. There's so much more you have to offer. And she's the only child. She's the last child in her family. Her mom died at 92. Her father died at 53. Her sister died at 48. Wow. And she was by herself. Nobody. She got one, two friends, or a husband and a wife that came to see her, used to come see her and stuff like that, but that was it. Two family members in California who were older than her. And I had to let her know, look, you got family now. You're not alone anymore. You know, because that's all some people need. That was me. I ain't have my father in my life. I used to feel rejected. I wonder how my life would be different if I had my father in my life. And God had to remind me, I am your father, and I faced many men in your life, good and bad, to show you what it is to be a man.
Whoa. Say it one more again.
Family. See, we got to grab hold of what God is placing in our life. Stop rejecting the help. Number six. And it says, God is my refuge. God is my refuge. God is a refuge for his people. We're living in a time right now where refugees is the big thing right now. Right? Refugees is the big thing. But they're running from something.
Yeah.
They're seeking shelter. They're seeking security. They're seeking provision. And the United States became that for them.
Oh, yeah.
And the United States is rejecting them. Just imagine if God rejected us.
Jesus the Christ.
Just imagine if God rejected us.
I'd be dead.
That refuge, that shelter, that place where the help comes from.
Yes, no.
How can we say we love God and reject his people? Come on. How can we say that? Because we don't have enough. They're going to take what we got. They're going to take my position. They're going to bring chaos. It's not chaos going on right now. What we need is just more love.
Oh my God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, during a time when we are hearing about refugees looking for refuge in the United States. They are trying to get away from dire situations that can lead to death, and are looking for a place that can give them refuge. In Hebrews, the word refuge means shelter, a place of safety, relief from danger and anxiety. Psalms 46:1, it reads as this. God is our refuge and strength, mighty and impenetrable, a very present and well-proved help in trouble.
That's what I'm talking about.
My God. And see, David wrote this passage.
Prove it now.
And as we know, those who know scripture, David was a mighty warrior. There wasn't a battle that he faced that he did not overcome. He defeated every foe, from the lion to the bear to the Philistines, because he knew where his help came from. See, he made God his refuge. He made God his covering. And that same covering is available for each and every one of us.
Hallelujah.
But we got to grab hold of it, and we got to know. Who he is for us. See, the only time David fell. That's right. Because he took his eyes off of God and was looking at. He was distracted. See, and this is what's happening to us. Distractions. And I'm here to tell you, family, we keep our eye on God, we can't fail. There's nothing that you can't overcome. Yes, it's going to take some persistence. Yes, it's going to take some pressing. Family, you need to be excited about what God is doing. Get ready for breakthroughs in your life. So long as you know you're focusing in on God and you're doing what God is telling you to do, whatever's at you, whatever's coming at you, it's you going to overcome it. There's victory. That's right. Faith over fear. And it's a radical faith. Listen, I'm here right now because my mom had she was petitioning to God for me when I was.
Can I give you this slide instead of that slide?
The information I'm doing it right now for my Lord and the people that God has placed in my life.
I'm standing
in the gap and I'm praying. Look, Lord, cover them. Give me what I need to give to them so they can be successful, so they can see succeed.
I'll share.
I tell these young guys that come to me, like, look, I'm excited for you if you trust God.
No, exit out. I'm sorry, exit out.
That's what I tell them. I'm saying, look, if you focus in on him and you do what he tells you to do, what you're going through now ain't going to be, you're going to look back and be like, oh my God, you're going to remember when.
Save the downloads.
Where, on downloads?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Close it.
Listen, family, God is the refuge. Right, he's that rock. He's that foundation.
Sure.
He's that help. Well proven. Throughout the scriptures.
Okay. Cancel.
No, you got hit.
I'm here to tell you.
Hit this.
If you're operating according to the kingdom of God's righteousness, you will be successful. Family, it's a fixed fight. However, the enemy want to present itself as something different. See, that's the distraction. See, I showed a video one time of the devil playing chess with the people. And they thought they didn't have no other move. And the enemy thought he had it in check. Family, you gotta stop playing checkers and play chess. You gotta be thinking 3-4 moves ahead. See, but that only comes through relationship with God through the Holy Spirit.
You gotta fix that.
And you gotta just be obedient beyond your own understanding. I told you it was 2016 when I left my job. It's 2025. I haven't been back. Those things I was worried about, those things I was concerned about, God said, who you gonna trust? And don't get me wrong, I got weary. I almost buckled. But see, God placed people in my life and say, look, if you buckle, that's on you. My wife told me, Pastor Ray, like, look, if you don't want to be obedient to what God said to do, that's on you. Pastor Ray said, don't come tell me that.
Instead of an account number, you type in faith.
You know, see, God is not going to stretch you
beyond your online page.
So, is this one active as of today?
I don't know. I kept trying
to. He's going to stretch you. I told you I'm doing stuff that I never thought I'd be doing. I'm living a life I never thought I'd be living. But God did. Pastor Ray's son here, Ray. And I can remember us carrying equipment from one building to another. When we had to get in the van after the building flood, we had to go to the high school and carry the stuff. He was the drummer. Chris, with the whole family, played a part. You know, and I'm so happy to see him because, like I told him, everything is on the inside of him. It's on the inside of him. And it just has to continue to be developed and nurtured. See, but the enemy want to distract us.
Yeah, he does.
And tell us we're not good enough, you can't do this, and we get in our own head. And sometimes we want things before us. We're not mature enough to handle it. And we fail.
I have it ready, so we can ask someone else that. And then we can post it before shutting down.
But if you're here today, because we need to have it's a new day. It's a new opportunity. So if you failed yesterday, today you do it differently. See, the key is not doing the same way over. That's the definition of insanity. You think you're going to get a different result?
So yeah, that's when we can start working on the desk where we're going to sit down.
Same kind of.
Family, I want you to leave with this last scripture.
Okay.
That way, when
God is
our screen.
And
I have another switcher.
A very present and well-proclaimed
house switcher. Because usually, I'm doing live streaming.
If you grab hold of this deep in your spirit, who were operating our authority of David.
That looks better.
David realized he was nothing without God.
Blue screen, shut down screen.
He defeated the lion, the bear, the Philistine.
You always gotta think we don't nothing to distract the people.
This family, this is our ministry. There's some battles you'll face to make sure that the technology and we will face. And I'm here to tell you that if you're operating according to the kingdom, and you're doing things according to God's will and His
hope. Like, I saw the truth back there trying to do that.
Have a radical faith.
Gotcha.
And I'll continue.
You know, I get so excited for all this. See, because I can remember when.
I'm up there.
I can remember sitting on Pastor Ray's porch and he telling me about this vision that he had for the school and other things that God has placed in his heart. And I'm living to experience it with him. And so many of us who are here right now is because that radical faith that he has to continue to press in spite of. Because he tells everybody, there's some times he wanted to quit, but he didn't. Because it wasn't just about him. It was how him quitting would affect everybody else on the boat.
This is my life.
So family, don't quit. To wherever I'm at, keep pressing. Move forward in faith, not fear.
And we can leave.
Trust God with a radical faith. There's miracles that has already happened in your life, and that's going to continue to happen in your life. So long as you keep your eye on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right in the back.
In the back.
Family, so no matter what you are facing today or will face tomorrow, keep your eyes focused on him. Our Lord and Savior. Let me say that again, because see, we don't recognize service matter. See, he created all these things for us through words. And that word says, Lord and Savior. See, the first thing you have to recognize is him as Lord. And then him as Savior. So no matter what you're going through, your Lord will save you. He has a place and a purpose for your life. And if you operate according to his kingdom, you're going to be like David. Undefeated, even if it looks like you're surrounded.
How we can work with the...
You're going to come out victorious. So long as you keep your eye on him. The words you speak have power. So I say to you, so long as you walk in faith and keep your eyes on our Lord and Savior, there is nothing that is set before you that you will not be able to fulfill unless you choose. Unless you choose to abort your purpose. Carry your cross to the end. It is well worth it.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Keep moving forward in faith, not fear. A radical faith. Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you. I love you. Amen.
Come on, give the Lord one more round of applause. Hallelujah.
Hey, boo, how are you?
Where we need to be. We got to move forward in faith and not in fear, because that's going to make the difference in who we are and where we're going to be. Especially living in the time that we're living in today. You know, again, reminded of the book of Acts and the churches that this is not new. They were there then. We're in a place similar to that now. But God's word was true then, and God's word is true now. So it's God's word that we're bringing us now. So that's what I want to convey to everyone where we need to be and what we need to do to get there. Amen? So powerful word. And the great thing is, I got to tell you something, so anybody that can stand in this pulpit, you can't preach something you can't live, because of that's not something I will allow us to do or to be. But knowing that young man just came before you, I watched his life for the last 40 years. I know where he came from, I know where he was, but I also know where he is today, because he's walking it out. That's what it's going to take. Faith without works is dead. You know, I'm encouraged because I'm telling people this can be done. I know many of us look at our lives and, you know, I was there, you know, young boy from North Philly. I said, how can God use me?
Well, darling, this isn't it, y'all. This is going to the story.
Right.
So I know he can do it, but you're going to be faithful. I said, faithful to follow through on the plan that he's given you in your life. So I want to remind you of what God said to you. Okay, not what I said, not what Pastor Rob said, but what did God say to you? There's some things that you know you heard from God that he's spoken to your life. And I remind you, you know, if they've not been completed, then you got work to do. Amen.
Amen.
So I would encourage you to get on your plow and start plowing, pushing some stuff out of the way so that you can accomplish and be who God's called you to be. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, give a little one more round of applause. Amen. Well, we're going to get ready for our tithes and offering and communion. So two things. This is a place where you, the people of God, get to participate. So I want you to get your tithes and offering together. If you need an offering envelope, raise your hand. Amen. Also, I know we got to get those old envelopes out of here. We got to get new envelopes in here. Robin, Elder, are y'all listening? We got to get the new envelope.
Already working on it, Pastor.
They have the old QR code on them, which is not the right QR code. So we want to make sure, and then we're putting the QR code up on the screen, the new one, so that we can follow up with all, everyone, so that everyone can give. We can give through, and they'll come up on the screen here shortly. I should see it up there right now as I'm talking about it. That you can give according to texting. You can give according to the QR code, or you can give in the envelope. And I think there's a fourth way, but I can't see it, so I can't say it to you.
Gosh.
All right.
Glory trying to God. Fix it.
So I want to remind you, so we that part, this is your opportunity to give and to participate. We talk many times about tithe in church. That word tithe means 10. And so that's our way to feed the storehouse that is our house where we get fed at. Amen. So
it changed there.
Sure we can do that. We can't pull that up, y'all.
It changed. It did change it.
Can you pull it up? It's getting fixed. Hold on.
Okay. So we also get ready for communion. And I went to chapter 1 Corinthians 1, chapter 10, verse 16. And it said,